Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 25th day of February 2021. Now, earlier this morning on the Bill and Rookie Experience, we talked about our most memorable games that we've ever been to. We got some great fan reaction from listeners via calls and emails and tweets and everything else. Everybody remembers a particular game, probably, that you've been to for whatever reason. And that's exactly what we wanted to hear. We wanted to hear some of the, you know, if it was a great play or if it was because of who you were with or anything like that. And we got some great responses. But it doesn't always work out as you hoped. And so, Rookie, and I don't mean to put you on the spot too much, but is there something that you can think of right off the top of your head that there was a game that you were super pumped to go to and it just didn't work out?
Yeah, can I actually give you a story that's actually kind of maybe the worst and maybe the best at the same time? And that might sound, how could that possibly be? But can I try to do that for you?
Yeah, sure. And maybe, love to hear that.
And maybe the explanation of my story will explain it. Best and worst. I remember going to my very first Minnesota North Stars game with my dad. My birthday's in December, as everybody should know by now. And so I was always allowed to either have a birthday party with my friends or my dad would take me to a North Stars game. And I would always choose going to the North Stars game. My very first memory of going with my dad is going to see the Stars play the Toronto Maple Leafs. And so we go, and of course dad spoils his son. I can't remember all what I ate, but I'm sure it gave me the bellyache. And so it's one of the best because it's my first North Stars game with my dad, obviously. And it's my worst because, first of all, they lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1. And I got sick in between periods. And all I can remember is my dad in a stall helping me throw up into the toilet. But I think that was between the second and third periods. But we hung around for the rest of the game. And I remember J.P. Parisi scoring on a slap shot just inside the blue line to make it a 4-1 hockey game, and everybody's chanting, Jeep, that was his nickname. And I asked my dad, why are they booing him? He explains to me why they're calling him Jeep. J.P., Jeep. Oh, okay. And so it's kind of the best of both worlds. First North Stars game with my dad. They lost, though, 4-1, and I got sick in between periods. So kind of the best of both worlds, good and bad. How about you?
That's pretty good. I remember a game, and I'll never forget this game, 1989, Cubs and the Giants were playing in the National League Championship Series. Cubs were kind of the surprise team to get that far. The Giants were the favorite. They had the MVP that year in Kevin Mitchell. Will Clark, of course, was Will Clark. And so they were the favorite. But the Cubs were up, you know, they were kind of an upstart team that year. But had a bunch of guys like Rick Sutcliffe had three pitchers with more than 16 wins that year. Sutcliffe, Maddox, and Mike Bielecki all had won more than 16 games that year. So they had some pretty good things going for themselves. And, of course, Sandberg was still there and everything. So it was great. Mark Grace was having a great year. So game one, they're getting ready to play on a Wednesday night. And I was in college at the time, and I used to commute from the suburbs down to the city and ride the train. And all the way when I'm getting on, I knew this game was happening, and I'm like, I want to go to this game. And I talked myself into it. So instead of going all the way downtown to school, I got off a little bit early and made my way over towards Wrigley Field. And I didn't have a ticket, so I scalped it on the street, paid way too much for a ticket up in the upper deck. But I was psyched. Maddox is pitching. I'm fired up. First inning, Giants score 3 off Maddox. I'm like, oh, great. But then the Cubs come back and score 2 in the bottom of the first. So it's like, all right, we got a ball game. But then in the fourth inning, they score 4 more. Will Clark hit 2 home runs. I think he drove in like 6 runs that day or something. And actually, by the end of the series, him and Grace both hit like 450 in the series. They were both killing it. But Clark that night was just unbelievable. And the Cubs got smoked 11-3. And I'm like, great. I blew off class for this. That's why it happened. I blame myself because I blew off class, and I knew I shouldn't have probably done that, but I did it anyway. I spent a lot of money that I probably didn't have, and they got beat bad, so I blamed myself. So that was one that I always remember. But there was another occasion where this is the only time I ever did this. I went to 2 games in 1 day, and I thought this was like the dream day. The Cubs played in the afternoon, and then I was going to the Blackhawks game at night. The Cubs, it was like early April. I think it was only their third game of the season, or third home game anyway. And then the Hawks were playing in a playoff game. I think they were playing in North Stars. Cubs got smoked. I mean, it was like 8-1 or something. They got smoked. It was never even a ball game. And I'm like, okay, maybe we can redeem ourselves in part two of this Odyssey. So I had a Blackhawks jersey, you know, so I change in the car on the way in between games. I drive over to Chicago, the old Chicago Stadium. I got my Hawks jersey on. I'm fired up. And I go to the Hawks game, and they get beat like 6-0. So I'm all fired up for, man, this doubleheader. I'm like, this is a dream day. Both teams got smoked.
Turned into a nightmare.
It was still fun.
But it was still kind of fun. It was worth it, I guess, in the end.
Well, the big thing is you weren't at school.
Like 25 years later, still talking about it. But that's, you know, we remember. There's so many games, I mean, that we've been to that you remember for various reasons.
Right.
So nowadays, it's so easy to go back and either watch part of it or you can look up exactly what happened. Just do a Google search about that game and you'll get all the information. You can refresh your memories.
So true. I mean, you can do that, you know, thanks to YouTube. I've gone back on YouTube and watched the Colorado Rockies hockey game in which I knew I was at that game for my birthday, and I knew they beat the St. Louis Blues 7-1. I knew all the details about it. And I just went back. I was like, I wonder if I can find this game on YouTube. Sure enough, I did. I caught a puck in that game because I got a puck. Yeah, Colorado Rockies games weren't very well attended, and that's why they only lasted a few years and moved to New Jersey and became the Devils. And I got a puck at that game. You know, that's back way before they put netting around the rinks. You know, so pucks were going over the glass all the time. And I got a puck, and I kind of went back and I watched it. I was trying to see, you know, I remember getting it and holding up the puck, you know, trying to show it to, because I knew the game was on ESPN. I kind of went back to see if I was on, you know, if they got me on that and it was on the broadcast. I watched the entire game. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's funny. I was at a game, a Blackhawks game once, and I knew one of my buddies was at the game sitting across the way from me. I was up on the second, in the mezzanine where my standing room only, my place I always went. And he was down. He had tickets down in the lower level across the way from me. And he caught a puck in the first period. And I saw it happen. And I'm like, man, that looks like Bill. That could be him from across the stadium. And then we met up in between periods. And sure enough, it was him. He caught the puck. I'm like, I knew that was you. That was pretty crazy.
Dude,
that's pretty rare.
I must be photogenic for the camera. Because I made it on TV when me and our good buddy Doug Kaufman went down to Cincinnati a handful of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the Brewers-Reds game. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up in my pocket. And everybody's like, dude, you were just on TV. You were just on TV. So I must be photogenic for the cameras. And if you recall, last year when the family went down to Chicago for the Blackhawks-Oilers game, we made it on TV coming out of a commercial break.
Right.
I got a photo on my phone of it. We came back, and when I learned, because somebody from our hockey team texted me that we were on TV, and because we have the NHL ticket, center ice package, you can go back and watch old games, and we went back and watched it and found it on the TV, and it was hilarious. And then I froze the TV, paused it, and took a picture of it. I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
So I must be very photogenic.
Or you must have been wearing a visiting team jersey. They'll spot you that way, too.
Something along those lines.
I had the same kind of picture of me and my buddy at the Pittsburgh Pirates game, the Pirates-Cubs game, when we were sitting in the front row.
Right behind home plate.
Well, that's why we go to games, because they're memorable.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait till we can do it again.
For sure, man.
But it was fun today to hear all those stories, and always fun to remember and drum up some of those memories. And you can do it with us each and every Monday through Friday on the Bill and Rookie Experience. Join us starting at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.